Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 585. Being able to do your next workout is the main goal. This is something that a lot of people get wrong when it comes to their workouts. They think that they've got to push through. They think that they've got to ultimately feel it. They've got to be really sore the next day or 2 to 3 days after their workout because that means it's working. And really, this is just another one of those areas where are there going to be times where you do entire workouts where you are pushing yourself to where you feel this soreness? Absolutely. But again, you have to have a foundational approach first. And the foundational approach is you have to be able to make it to your next workout. Now, a lot of times when people hire trainers, like this is an old school belief in training because the theory is if somebody is paying you to put together workouts, that's a wrong theory, by the way, then they got to feel it. You got to make sure that you're pushing them. You're pushing them in a way that they wouldn't push themselves because they're basically using you as a motivational tool, right? Like they're coming to a trainer and the trainer is pushing them in a way that they wouldn't push themselves. That's what they're paying for. The ones that I'm friends with, like when we talk philosophy, because, you know, that does happen, it's a complete opposite approach. And when you're working with people, I always like to look at it as, look, if you're coming to a trainer, you're coming to learn how to exercise, like how the fundamentals of how to do this stuff. Because that's a funny thing. There's a lot of information out there, but it's not to the context of your situation. And when we're talking about you working out, your movement patterns and everything about you are not considered. So you need help. Like you need to figure out how to do that and how to do that correctly. And it is smart to work with a trainer one-on-one for that. But the trainer is teaching you how to exercise. And there really should be some teaching going on as well. And there should be, as you're going through a program, you know, why are the exercises set up in this structure? You know, why am I doing this many sets? Why are we doing this many reps? Why is this exercise following this one? And the trainer ought to be able to answer that for you in a very straightforward way. The reason that you want to be asking these questions and you want to have this ongoing dialogue, maybe not always during your workout, but you know, when you have some time to debrief, or if you're talking during your warm up or in between sets or whatever, is that you ultimately want to be doing this. You want to be designing your own program. I think the ultimate goal for any fitness professional should be with their clients to make it to where they can actually be removed from the equation. You will not be working with that trainer or coach for the rest of your life because ultimately you're going to be doing this stuff on your own. And I think when this whole thing comes about of, just pushing for soreness and being motivated, like having the trainer motivate you through muscle soreness, like it's just you're creating this story in your head where I can't work out that hard. I need somebody else to push me, and you're becoming dependent on that trainer for that type of feeling. While that actually should not be the feeling that you're going for when you're working with a fitness professional. You should be learning how to do movements properly. You should be learning how to structure your own program. So again, one day you will be doing this on your own. The other part of this is as you go along, and your trainer can absolutely help you with this, is you're going to see how your body reacts to different workouts, and you'll start being able to sense, like during a workout, if it's going to be best in that moment to push through, or, you know, are you just not quite, is there something going on whereas it would be best for you to cut the workout short and come back next day or 2 to 3 days later and do your next workout? Because you always want to be looking at this stuff on a continuum, and you're going to get a sense over time. You probably already have, where I'm not even working with a coach or a trainer, on how your body responds and when you do need to take a day off and when you do need to push. And you're never going to, there will always be like overdoing it. You'll have days where you wake up the next day and you've really pushed yourself harder than you should have. And, you know, no big deal, because in the next couple of days you'll feel fine. Like those days are never, they're not going to completely go away, but those should not be the goal. You know, it should not be that, oh, you know, I completely killed myself during that workout. And you know, you still, as you're figuring this out, you'll have some overuse injuries. You'll have some things happen that's like, oh, you know what? Because you're looking at this as basically an experiment. Oh, I try to do this workout. I try to do these sets. I try to do this move, these moves in this order, and I went too far. Okay, and your body will hopefully respond and bounce back, and then you'll be able to take that information that you collected here, and you'll be able to apply it to your situation moving forward. Because again, it's a continuum; it's always moving forward. And kind of like what Abels and I are talking about during All the Way, which is look at this as a science experiment. You're collecting data, looking at what that data is telling you over the course of time, and then you're making adjustments based on that, and you continue to move forward. You're actually removing the emotion from your health and fitness process, which basically just means that you have this active lifestyle that you feel guilt-free, just, you know, going about your day and doing your thing, which is wonderful. So, you know, this topic was actually, it's funny, I posted something about this on Facebook yesterday, and Christina, which, by the way, if you guys are on Instagram, she is low-carb nerdy nurse, but she, you know, this is something that she's really big on too, because like, it's just, if you're looking at every workout as a chance to really push it as far as you can, at some point, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. You can do that stuff early on. And early on is like it's the most formative time for your habits. That's why it's, in my opinion, that's why it's important to not be wrapped up in the scale number when you first start. That's why it's important to not say every day I need to be just a little bit better. Are you constantly working to be better at what it is you're doing? Yes, in fitness and in life. I hope that you, when you tally things up, that most of the time you are spending it trying to be better. That doesn't mean that your outcomes on the day-to-day are always going to get better. Now, in the beginning, there's a lot of stuff with fitness that you can go about this with a complete wrong attitude and with a complete wrong focus and seemingly have success. Because what do people look at as success with this stuff? How fast the scale goes down. I mean, honestly, they'll say it's other things, but like that's the main thing that people look at. So getting on the scale, however many times a week, or honestly, in some cases, how many times a day you get on it, and like wrapping your progress into what you see on the scale and have it as kind of this ever-changing thing, instead of looking at those scale numbers as data points and just collecting them and moving on and looking for trends over time, you're saying like, okay, between last weigh-in and this weigh-in, I lost or gained this much. And then you're equating every choice that you've made in between weigh-ins to that number. That's the complete wrong way of looking at this, and you will drive yourself crazy. And you may even be experiencing that right now. But it's the same, because like there's so many people that just never get off the yo-yo with the scale. But exercise is the same way. You get into this, you get this feeling, because look, it's awesome, man. When you're like, you haven't been doing this stuff, and then you start doing it, and after a matter of weeks, you feel noticeably better. You have more energy. You're feeling stronger. You're doing things that maybe you haven't done in years, maybe not even ever. Like, it's an amazing feeling. But you have to put it in perspective. Because if you get into this where every workout I have to push myself, I have to be at a point where, you know, I just I always want more, 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 you're going to hit a wall. You're going to hit a wall physically. Your body's going to be like, nope, we're done. And mentally, which is where all of this stuff really starts when it comes to your active lifestyle and weight loss and all of it, you're going to hit a wall, because you're like, you're going to think, okay, I'm failing because I'm supposed to be pushing myself further here. But that's just not how it works. So with this, again, the number one thing when you're going through your workouts is really kind of sensing how your body's responding to things and really kind of coming up with a strategy. And the answer by default is not always, I need to get it together and I need to push forward. A lot of times, honestly, I would much rather you take a step back. And even if you had to do, like if you had 10 minutes left in your workout and you're just like, you're not feeling it, you're not, your form isn't as crisp, or you're just like, something's just off, I would rather you either come back at the later on in that day, finish the workout. If you had 10 minutes left, do 12. You know, set that as kind of an expectation that when I come back to it, if I'm feeling good, I'm going to push forward or past the original mark that I set, or just come back to your next one. Because again, when you're saying, if you're looking at it in the micro, which is I have this workout that I really want to push myself through, and if I don't put forth this type of effort, I'm not going to be successful. If I don't do it for this long of a duration, I'm not going to be successful. If you put so much pressure on the micro day in front of you, then the macro, the big picture, which is you literally are going to be doing this stuff for the rest of your life. And the number one goal is to preserve your body and to preserve your mind to where you can continue to do this stuff tomorrow. So really, again, when you hire a fitness professional, just ask questions throughout. And they will be able to, well, they should be able to answer this for you, these questions for you in a very straightforward manner. But really, you know, ask, why are we doing the workout that we're doing? Is this in line with the goals that we have? How's this going to help me get there? You know, why are we doing these exercises in this order? And, you know, what are some alternatives that are going to do similar things? Like, and can we try those? So you should be, these are just some of the things that you can ask while you're with your trainer or you're talking to your trainer. But don't, and really look at that as an opportunity, working with a trainer as an opportunity to learn, not as the ultimate motivation that's going to push you in a way that you've never been pushed before. Because then at the very least, you're then dependent on the trainer to push yourself forward. And you don't want that, because eventually you should be doing this on your own. And to your body and even your mind will just give out. So anyway, but I do want to hear your thoughts on this. So definitely let me know. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening. And I will talk to you again real soon.